Time to talk some hoops on the Breakfast Club. The throwdown this weekend between South East Melbourne Phoenix and Melbourne United in the NBL will be one of the highlight attractions across the sporting globe. Don't you worry about that. And the coach of the Phoenix, Simon Mitchell, is ready to roll, I'm sure. Good morning, Simon.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
Great to have you with us. Now, the throwdown is a very exciting event in Melbourne sport, let alone Melbourne basketball at the moment. Is there a bigger build-up to this game than other games in the NBL season, or is it just one of the next games on the calendar?
Oh, I think the classic line would be to say it's just another game, we take it one week at a time, blah, blah, blah. But I think there's always a genuine excitement about taking on the crosstown rival, and it certainly fuels the guys a little higher.
And just they lost last night, obviously, against Perth, which was a bit of a setback, that 11-game winning streak. How much attention do you pay to those games live, or do you do more stuff on review through video analysis?
No, at home with the notepad and pen. And, yeah, we'll go through that game again this morning. And then, obviously, we've already gone through our games with them. So, yeah, no, it's not on the night. We don't go in there. But, yeah, we certainly do watch it on the video and take a lot of information. You know, Perth were fantastic last night. But I think Melbourne probably weren't at their best either. So it was just one of those games, and they happened during the course of the season.
Yep. Are you happy with where you guys are placed at the moment, sitting fourth on the ladder? So you're inside the finals calculations at the moment, with a pretty good run home too, just by the way. You've got the Breakers, the Taipans, the Bullets all twice, and Melbourne United twice as well. So 8 games, 4 opponents. You should know what you're up against.
Yeah, I mean, at the start of the year, if you said, you know, you're sitting in fourth within the last month of the season, I would have taken that. But, you know, on a form... from a form perspective, I feel like we're a little bit off the mark on where we need to be to be competitive in the finals and even to secure a finals place. So, yeah, I think it's a bit each way at the moment. But, you know, the good thing is that our destiny's in our own hands, and if we're good enough, we'll take care of our business.
I was going to ask you about that, Simon, because you are fourth, but when I hear you in press conferences and I feel like you're just a bit frustrated about things at the moment. Maybe an inconsistency thing, I'm not sure, but... there seems to be more scope for improvement.
There is. What we need probably more than anything else is a settled lineup where we can actually just have the guys for, you know, 1 week in a row and get them healthy and on the floor. But you know, it's just been one of those years where, you know, we've got 3 or 4 guys out at virtually every game. And, you know, Kiefer Sykes has been out for a long time. Dane Penaud's played 10 minutes on the season. Ryan Brockhoff can't get a break. And yeah, it's just from a coaching perspective, it's frustrating because you want what's best for these guys. You want them happy and around the club and playing basketball. And we've not been successful in being able to put that together. You know, through reasons outside of our control, but it doesn't. You know, it's just it gets frustrating. But you know, you got to work with the guys that we have available, and there's still some very talented basketballers there. We just haven't quite had the chemistry in the last couple of weeks from the defensive standpoint.
So you're fourth, as I mentioned. Do you feel you're in the top echelon yet, or do you think that there's still improvement required before you can be in that conversation?
Oh, I think there absolutely has to be improvement required. We're not playing at a playoff standard by any stretch of the imagination, but the good thing is that the potential is there for us to get there. So, you know, we'll use these last 9 games of the season to elevate our performances and get ourselves to a level that we feel like we can be competitive.
So what about the confidence and the vibe of the squad? I mean, you lost 4 of the last 5, which has put you on your heels a little bit. But as I mentioned, a pretty solid run home, hopefully from win-loss perspective. How's the vibe of the group? And have you had to manage that or change your routine a little bit just to keep it upbeat?
The vibe of the group's good. Really close-knit group. And I feel like we had a bit of a break this week. The guys had the weekend off, which was probably our first days off in almost a month. And I feel like that, you know, the guys came in on Monday and I was really refreshed. I think they're very thankful for the time out and, you know, hopefully that energises us for the game this weekend.
So are you happy with Ryan Brokoff's impact in your team? Obviously, he was a big signing through the middle of the year and much hyped in Australian basketball to have a player of his calibre back into the domestic landscape, let alone into the South East Melbourne Phoenix. Has he integrated as you thought he might?
Well, definitely from a playing perspective, you know, like Ryan had not played basketball for 12 months. He's 30 years of age, so there's always going to be that transitioning into the team, just from a basketball perspective, and him getting his legs and making sure that we brought him along nice and slow. And we did that, and then he struck some form, and then he got injured, and then, we haven't seen much of Ryan since. I think he's played 7 minutes in the last month. So, he got the hit in the head last game, and unfortunately there's been some repercussions from that, so I don't know when we're going to see him back.
Right.
Yeah, so we're still waiting on some results there from the doctors. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Okay. So that's one of those things too that you, I imagine, has hurt the group a little bit. I mean, you sign these guys in to come and help and hopefully get you to the promised land, and then things like this are uncertain and unplanned, clearly, and they can affect the psyche of the group as well. You haven't noticed that?
Well, I don't think it's overt amongst the group as far as our psyche and the missing of players. From a talent standpoint, it's quite clear that you lose players for an extended period of time, the calibre of Ryan or Kiefer Sykes or Dane Pinot and Kendall Stevens. You don't have the players there that are very, very good basketballers. But it does affect us from a training perspective because now we're four guys down, and sometimes if anyone else has got a niggle, they may not be we may not be able to get up and down the court. We might just be restricted to individual skills, and that happened there for a couple of weeks as well. So it's just things that you have to deal with during the course of any basketball season. And I think the guys have handled it pretty well. They've been through worse this year, so it's not the worst thing that's happened to the club, and they've shown a real ability to push through adversity, and that'll continue. We'll be back on track soon.
Has it felt like a long season this season? The NBL cut midway through, which is all part of the calendar, but a bit more intense through the middle of the season. Has it felt pretty long, or is it a regulation season in your eyes?
No, it's certainly felt longer. Probably the pre-season more so, just because of the situation we're here in Melbourne with the lockdown and. Yeah. Getting our guys in early to get a good early pre-season started. And then that pre-season seemingly going on for 6 months longer than it probably normally would. But it was just that side of things. But as far as the season itself, outside of us incurring some injuries, which aren't really related to the schedule, we've been so busy that we haven't really been able to sit down and say, this is going for a while, isn't it? So it's... Yeah, what else are you going to do? It's basketball. You get to play a sport that you love for your livelihood. You're not going to sit back and go, woe is me, the season's too long.
That's a pretty good statement, I reckon. And it's going to be a great night twilight on Saturday night. John Cain Arena, 5:30, South East Melbourne, Phoenix, Melbourne United in the latest edition of The Throwdown. Good luck to you, Simon. We'll be watching with great interest.
Appreciate it. Thank you.